BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Trump has accepted an offer to meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for what would be the first ever talks between leaders of the two states. Excuse me. Mr. Trump's agreement to a personal meeting with one of America's main adversaries has stunned many people, even in his own administration. Mr. Trump says sanctions will remain in place until a deal on denuclearization has been reached. The Chinese government has criticized President Trump's imposition of steep new tariffs on imports of steel and aluminium to the US. Beijing described it as a serious attack on the global trade system. France has also warned that there would only be losers in any trade war. The tariffs will apply to all countries except Canada and Mexico. Doctors in Australia have called for a 5-year ban on alcohol in a small outback town where there's been a wave of violence and health problems. They say such a ban is the only way to help Tennant Creek recover from its drink-fueled crisis. Mississippi State Congress has approved sweeping new restrictions on abortion. The procedure will be banned after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and there will be no exemptions for incest or rape. The U.S. government has offered a $5 million reward for information on the whereabouts of the head of the Pakistani Taliban, Mullah Fazlullah. Smaller rewards have been offered for two other militant leaders. Historians in Britain say the act of building the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge may have been as important as its final intended use. English Heritage has found that the community there, 4,500 years ago, attracted people from all over the country to help build the structure as a celebration of their power. The findings indicate a shift in archaeological thinking, away from notions of the speed and efficiency of construction to the ceremonial aspects of moving the stones themselves. BBC News.